The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani Channel viewers, welcome back again to our silsila Huquq, the rights, and we are focusing on the rights of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the rights of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the rights of Ahli Bayt, the rights of Sahaba Ridwanullahi Alayhi Majma'in, the rights of Tabi'in, Taba'i Tabi'in, Awliya Izam, Ulama'i Kiram, etc. And most importantly, inshallah, in the end, we'll come to learn what is the right that we owe to our parents, the right for husband and wife, the rights of children, and the rights over each other that we have as Muslims. And it is a very beautiful silsila, inshallah. And you pay attention, and inshallah, you are very focused. You learn some beautiful, inshallah, many important pearls that, inshallah, perhaps that will change our life in with regard to how we understand this topic, or we understand some of these aspects which are involved in this, which we ought to have when it comes to fulfilling the rights of each other and the rights of Allah, rights of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc., etc. But before we carry on, inshallah, let us all of, inshallah, let us understand and let us learn together, inshallah, the hadith with regard to the excellence and virtues of Durood Sharif, reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, according to a summary of a hadith, which says that whoever sent one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, what is the reward? What is the significance? What is the virtue of this? Allah Azza wa Jal, because this is an action that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves. This is a most beautiful deed that we as believers actually owe to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you just for a single Durood Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you with 10 rewards, inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear Madani Channel viewers, it is important that before listening to the bayan, let us make good intention for attaining rewards. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi, that the niyat of a believer is even better than his own action. And we learn that there are two important matters that we learn from this hadith, noble hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that without good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. And the more righteous the intention one makes, the greater the reward. So try to make good intention that you're going to learn and you're going to participate by listening to this bayan, to this silsila, to this program, and gain, inshallah, Islamic knowledge. And with this, inshallah, you hope to change yourself and try to improve yourself spiritually and morally, and that, inshallah, you come to learn about certain aspects of your deen which are very vital as we're discussing the rights of Allah and many other rights that we learn as follows, inshallah. And when you hear the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, try to remember to also say Subhanallah when you hear the name of Allah. And when you hear the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that, inshallah, you make niyat, I make niyat too also, that inshallah we'll pass on to others whatever we learn and that we share with others, so that inshallah we can increase that modern environment around us, so that inshallah our surrounding will be one full of the environment of Medina, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. So moving forward, focusing still on the particular common words that have been used in the Quran or featured in the Quran to describe the fear of Allah. As we indicated, that the focus is on the point that in order for us to fulfill the rights of Allah, in order for you likewise to know how you can fulfill rights of a certain a person or something, you need to know or to have sufficient knowledge of that. So we are focusing on the right of Allah, and if we have learned that to fulfill the right of Allah, you must have taqwa. You must, the base is that the foundation is built on the taqwa of Allah. So does that mean most of us, we perhaps many people, we think, or many people imagine that perhaps the fear of Allah means that you just fear Allah for no reason, and that you just have to develop this fear wherever you are frightened. But that's not the case, as we have learned from the previous silsilas. Now we're coming to know, we have learned from other words that have been used in the Quran, that the fear of Allah, in actual fact, it is to a quality that a believer needs. It is the provision which the believer needs to have in his long journey towards that final destination of his, which is to meet Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, in order for him to reach his destination, he must be successful. And that success only comes when you fulfill the rights of Allah. And to fulfill the rights of Allah, your base, your foundation should be based on the fear of Allah. Now, what is that fear of Allah? That's what we're going through, and we have described that. It's not actually what you have, what many people imagine it of, or what many people think of it as such, but it is what Allah Azza wa Jal himself has described in the Quran. Like we learned from the previous explanation with regard that, for example, Allah Azza wa Jal, when using the word taqwa, Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioned in the whole Quran. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That take a provision with you for the journey, but the best provision is taqwa. So this is that important, essential provision which the believer needs to have in his quest to seek the nearness of Allah, to seek the closeness of Allah, to be forgiven by Allah, so that when he has acquired this is the basic, or this is the most important provision which he needs. When he's got this provision, it will be sufficient to fulfill all other rights, because he will know how to fulfill first and foremost the right of Allah. And it is through this along his journey that when he has fulfilled this, then he will find that it is quality actually that he was missing. This is the quality that he needed. And all his life, this was the element that was missing. And once you have it, you see how the whole outlook of your behavior, of your manners and everything changes around you. And you don't see that the fear of Allah is actually, it's a natural, inherent feature that Allah has implanted, which Allah has created within our souls, which we are missing. And when once we acquire this, that is the missing element, we find that your obligation to Allah is one that is full of joy and happiness, and that you will find that this is what actually made the Anbiya, that made the Sahaba, that made the Awliya Allah Azza wa Jal to find joy and happiness in their ibadat. So let us go forward and carry on. In today, first we'll focus on the word wajas. Now, wajas is the fear when you hear news that scared you. It also means to hide your fear within you so that you don't let the personal thing scaring you know that you are scared. Many of us, it's like a form of bravery, but not being brave inside. but you want to show boldness, and perhaps you want to show that you're not actually feared. So Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, also previously we ended off with also an ayah which described the type of fear Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam had. Now we focus on another ayat also actually pointing out this type of fear from the example of Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam. But so Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعُ وَجَاءَتُهُ الْبُشْرَى وَجَاءَتُهُ الْبُشْرَى يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوطٍ. When the fear, that raw, the type of fear which is called raw, had gone away from Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam, and the good news had reached him, he began to plead with us. So first there was this startle that somebody just come out of nowhere, and you have this fear. Now you realize there's no need to have fear. Then when you understood, now it's actually good news. It's actually a good thing, which you actually the perhaps this is the sum of what we need to know of with regard to this, what fear of Allah should be. You think the fear of Allah actually it's gonna make my life miserable. Most of us think like that. I can't enjoy this worldly life, or perhaps I'm not gonna enjoy good things of this dunya, because I'm going to develop this fear, or now I can't able to partake in this and that, and I'm not able to freely, you know, have good life in this world. That's most of us think. But now, as we're learning through so many words, we're coming to know that actually that's not what's the case. It's the quality that actually you're missing, which you need. Now you find out then that this, the ayat that they gave us, it actually indicating that when Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, when he saw these guests of Allah, the angels, first he did that startled awkwardness or fear that came into him. But actually when he realized these are actually the angels of Allah, these are the good friends of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they brought him good news. So he began to entertain them. So now we come to the next other word which Allah has used to describe. All this we're focusing on the words that have been used in the Quran to denote fear and all types of fear which we need in order to fulfill the right of Allah. So wajas is the fear when you hear the news that scared you. It also means to hide your fear within you so that you don't let the person, or you don't look scared or things scaring you, that there is, I have a fear in me. And you show that you're not worried. In actual fact, deep inside you, there is that fear and the worry is in you. So Sayyidina Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, in the beginning, there was this sadness and the fear of the angels, but he did not let them see his fear. So what does the Quran say with regard to this? But when he saw their hands went not towards the meal, he mistrusted them and conceived a fear wajas of them. This is the summary of the meaning, that فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ. When he saw their hands went not towards the meal, وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفًا, and you know, he mistrusted them and conceived some form of fear, which Allah described is, which we come to know, أَوْجَسَ, which is word derived from the word wajas, that conceived fear and but you don't show it at the same time. So this Allah is showing us, this is what the believer should have. There is that fear in us that should, the fear of Allah. I'm going to meet my Allah. I'm going to stand in the court of Allah. I'm going to be answerable to Allah. I have to face the consequence of my action. But the believer has this fear. But when you're walking out in the public, in the others, the fear should be there in the heart. It should be present all the time. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, we carry on, he says, the other word that we know which describes the fear of Allah, which is wajl. Wajl is to have a fear that penetrates deep in your heart. It is a fear in which a person trembles and shivers. The word maujil is from the same root. Is a depressed ground for a large deep hole. You know, a person, imagine you're going to fall into something that will end up finishing off your life. Or you come up to such a huge hole in the ground that of nowhere is suddenly there is a big hole. You are immediately taken with such fear in you. This Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the hearts of the believers. Subhanallah. All remember, all what we're saying. And we to fulfill the right of Allah. So the fear is not what we ourselves perceive it to be, that we can't enjoy life, that you know your life is become miserable, that you can't enjoy the goodness of this world, that it's a life of a miserable life, that a person all the time he cannot be a person who enjoys the goodness of these things. But the fear we're talking about, that the fear of Allah, we should not fear this fear. The fear is actually is the quality that we need in us. So Allah Azza wa Jal describing what is wajl. Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم.
Oh, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. What happens to the hearts of the believers? The believers are only those who, when Allah Azza wa Jal, is summary of the meaning, when Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned, feel a type of fear which is called wajl in their hearts. It shakes the heart. It moves the heart. So this type of fear is another fear that, you know, you shake with something out of excitement, not because it's going to destroy, but it moves you. And it is an inherent quality that is within you because something has been touched. The heart has been touched. With the link with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it shakes everything within you. This is the fear that a believer, a true believer has. So we come to the one that will conclude these words that are not the words, rather the another word that is described in the Quran with regard to the hukuk, the haq of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the right of Allah, and looking at the focusing on the word that describes the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is rahab. Rahab is that kind of fear that makes you very alert, very careful, and does not let you relax. You can't relax at all. This is the type of fear that students feel during exam time. You are agitated, restless, and extra careful, and concerned, and for passing. You know, the concern is so much, the focus of the mind, the tension is so high, only concentrating on how well you're going to do. How am I be able to pass? It is also fear that you are afraid that you will disappoint. Most of us who have been students, you know the type of fear we're talking about. You are afraid of disappointment to yourself and to everybody else, to all that are connected to you. It's the tension that comes in. So Allah Azza wa Jalla commands us to have this type of fear as well. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and I'll give inshallah the summary of the meaning. This is a summary of the meaning. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says,
إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ.
Verily, He is the only one Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then fear me much. The believers call upon Allah Azza wa Jalla while fearing rahba and hoping rahba. So rahba is that fear you have of the outcome. And then you have at the same time raghba. Raghba now is to have the hope. You have the fear that you might disappoint, you might not do well. And at the same time you have that raghba, hope that, but I will do well. So who knows which dua these two words are mentioned from the sunnah. Subhanallah. I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal make us of such people that will have the fear of Allah, all fear of Allah, and have the hope in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen.